For those who prefer their cars rocket-powered, flying in high with no boost but holding on to the dream, it's Knox Phoenix and Savage coming to you live from Manfield.
I'm sure that you were as moved as I was when you saw the proposal.
Was that for Bunty?
I'm of course talking when Evan got down on one knee on the latest episode of The Bachelor and said, "Carly Waddell, will you freaking marry me?" It was such a touching moment.
It was a touching
moment. It was also a touching moment. See, I had to like really use the restroom, and so there was a movement of sorts, and it was touching some shorts, but it was also a touching moment.
It was. I didn't get to watch this much of this season, but last season was more intense.
I think Evan is probably the best Bachelor, because I like a little scruff on my guys.
Well, he's not a Bachelor anymore.
Oh, it's true. It's true.
He's married for the next, like, 2 or 3 months.
Now, remind me on how the rules work on The Bachelor. This is legally binding, right? The proposal, not the marriage, the proposal. Like,
they are... yeah, definitely legally binding.
Right.
She's not allowed to leave him, ever.
Gotcha. And he's also not allowed to ever date any of the other contestants, like, for the rest of his life. That's legally binding, too, right?
And, yeah, 100% of Bachelor couples stay together.
And I'm pretty sure the contract says that they have to have 2.5 kids before the next 3 years, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a rough time for her.
It's that half...
She has to be midway giving birth at that 3-year mark.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
No more, no less. She literally has to be like halfway pushing the baby out.
Now this, of course, has given me the idea of what my next business venture is. And it was, of course, The Bachelor Rocket League edition. And the way this works is we pick a young, very sought after Rocket League player bachelor, if you will. You know, someone like Kronovi, someone like Gambit, or maybe even, you know, someone who doesn't even have a team right now, like Prime Thunder. And then we just round up a bunch of other players, 20 other players, to be contestants to see who can team up with our Bachelor Rocket League player. And we wouldn't do challenges or events, anything Rocket League related. They would go on dates, much just like the regular show, and then they would pick their teammates based on that.
Sounds about right. I think the best way to do it, though, is to find 20 random girls and just pick one of the Rocket League guys. And he has to choose two of them to play on his team. We do it to, like, Kronovi or Lucinio or Over Zero, you know, like those world champions. They really deserve it. And the next RLCS, they're not allowed to play with any other team but that team. So then it's fair for the other
teams. Oh my gosh, like...
So we make sure that there's no repeat champions at RLCS.
Let's take just a...
By just completely taking him out of the game.
Gotcha. All right. Well, there's been too much that's happened this week in Rocket League, and we had a short episode last week, so we can't waste our time talking about The Bachelor, too. I love talking about The Bachelor, but really, let's get on with our podcast, which is called Live from Manfield. It's a Rocket League podcast where we jump on Rocket League news, boost you straight to Rocketeer, all the while scoring our amazing voices into your ear freaking goals. I'm here with Savage.
Hi.
And I'm Knox Phoenix. Savage, I mean, there was a bomb dropped this past week.
So, you remember that one time post on Reddit and you were like, man, I really wish Psyonix would just put this in the game because it's not that hard and it would just make the game so much better?
I do.
Well, everyone who's made that post is pretty happy right now because that's what Psyonix went for with this update.
And that's...
They decided
to pick one thing from the update and it doesn't even have to be the same thing and it answers that freaking criteria, because there's so much in this update that we have just been asking for. Oh,
it's like I went on Reddit, and then if I was Psyonix, I just went on Reddit for the past like 6 months, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna pick these. And every time Durkin responded to your post saying, "We'll put this on the list of ideas," oh, they actually like did, and they did it. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, in all seriousness, I am very, very, very impressed with how much Psyonix has listened to the community. Equal parts to the new up-and-coming casual players, to the competitive players. There is something in this update for literally everyone.
Yeah, and when some people were kind of upset that the huge announcement at RLCS was Rumble... Well, I don't think they should be that upset anymore, because I think this makes up for it.
For sure, for sure. And, you know, to be honest, I'm a little worried about the world ending, because we have a SteamOS / Linux and Mac beta version being rolled out here. What?
No. Yeah.
What?
Remember when they said that they would have that out at the end of the first year? And then they said it, I'd have it out by, like, April. And then it was definitely going to be out by the time our LCS came around.
Are you excited to see if Rocket League runs better in your Windows machine or your Mac? Like, are you excited to see?
Well, it's definitely going to run better on my PC.
Not your PC.
My PC is...
I know that your MacBook is dual booted into Windows and into OS X.
Yeah, I would hope it runs
better. I want to see some experiments.
Because at this point, it does not run very well on the Windows side, so it shouldn't be too hard to beat that.
Now, this other one seems like a strange feature that was added. I'm interested to hear your thoughts on it. This idea of that there's now party chat for when you're in the game and in the menus. This is an interesting choice because, it seems like this one might be idealized... to go for the PS4 players, because PC players have Discord, TeamSpeak, Mumble, whatever VoIP you want to use. But it wasn't as requested as I would think, right? The party chat option for in-game menus.
No, I do not think this was one that was quite the "we want this and we want this now" type request from the community.
Now, Savage, you've played on Xbox for a while, right? I'm not sure if either of us have any experience. I don't have a lot of experience on PS4, so I'm not sure if you do either. Is there a in-game like voice chat that you can use on PS4, or are you stuck using the Rocket League built-in voice chat when you're playing with your friends?
No, there is not. Well, you can get into like specific parties with PlayStation and talk there.
Okay.
But that is not what this party chat is. This party chat is not a voice system.
Oh!
It's a text... It's a text chat.
Oh my gosh.
With the people in your party.
Okay.
Which I think will be really nice, because I play solo a lot. So if I get invited to a party, I can tell them, "Hey, I'm 30 seconds and then I'll be done with this game." Or when we get kicked out of a game and we still want to like talk in between, I could be in free play and it'll pop up and I can respond to it there.
So hang on a second. This puts a whole twist of what I was thinking differently about this feature. This is huge, because this means you don't have to get into like a VoIP server or anything, and you don't have to go into the Steam overlay if you want to send everyone a message. But more importantly, you can communicate with everyone in your party at the same time, rather than like, all right, so you know this scenario has happened to you, where someone invites you like, "Hey, you want to play threes?" And then like, so you join party like for threes, and then like you wait a second and you're not queuing, so you message them and say like, "Hey, why aren't we queuing?" And then he says, "Hold on a sec." And then he says, like, he relays a message from the other person, like, "Oh, he's going to the bathroom." And then, like, there's this, like, relay person in the middle of two people that says, like, "Oh, he said he's got to do this." Like, you know what I mean? Now, everyone can just type to freaking each other.
You don't have to tell everyone individually that you're going to take a shit.
Well...
You can just type one message and everyone will
know.
Yes,
that is the intended purpose of this. In fact, it's a quick chat option. If you hold shift P, it says...
"Going to the pooper."
Okay, I'm a little more excited for that feature now. Cool. All right. Next up, this one. Oh, gosh. This one...
This is definitely the one that's like, this is what the community
this
wanted.
This is what I called when they said they had a big announcement that was the most requested feature. This is the one that I called.
Well, you were wrong, because it was Rumble.
Okay, now, for sure, they definitely pivoted with Rumble, because they said that they were announcing something that was a most requested feature, and then they said that no one knows what, like, no one is going to be expecting this at all. And so they definitely were like, oh, you know what? Let's not announce this feature. Instead, let's make a trailer for Rumble, and we think more people get excited for that when they're watching the stream. They definitely pivoted.
Well, they were like, nobody's going to know what this is because we told everybody it was something not Rumble. And then it was Rumble.
But when they originally said a feature is coming that is in one of the most requested features.
And that's how they threw everyone off the set. Because if they hadn't said that, I'm sure everyone would have guessed Rumble was coming.
And it's a twofer. This feature is a twofer, all right? So you can now have car presets, up to 10 stored in your garage. So let's say you want, you know, a techie looking breakout, or you want like a very civilized, fancy looking backfire, you know, something like that. You can save those presets.
Let's not be crazy.
Let's not be crazy.
Nobody actually uses the
Yeah, I know. But you can actually save those presets now, which is really cool. You can save up to 10 of them. You don't have to go through and customize your car every time that you want to change your loadout, which is really freaking cool. That was a requested feature alone. But another feature on top of that that people really wanted and that was requested a lot is the fact that you can now save certain loadouts per team color, orange or blue.
Yeah, and, well, what you can do is you can have those different customizations and have those different, like, slots, and then you can click on them and do equip to blue or equip to orange, and then you'll be able to use that car in the next game if you're on the orange team or in the blue team.
Now, I'm really curious, like, I can't wait, I might as well just, like, call in sick on Thursday and not even, like, do anything and just, like, sit at my computer until the update drops, because there's so many questions that I have for some of these features. This one sparks the question, how far are they willing to take equipment variations for orange or blue team? Now, like, obviously you're going to be able to change paint schemes, but like wheel sets so that your wheels will match.
You can change your different cars. You can have
that was my question. Can you have like, can you say, I want to play breakout blue?
It is a completely different loadout for each team.
Oh my gosh.
If you want it to be. You can play with the same car and just do it how you have been doing it. But with this, you can have your Octane and equip it to orange, and then go to Merc, and since your pigeon head topper matches blue better, then you can play with Merc on blue.
Now, let's talk about synergy for a second, because the synergy of that feature with the previously released one from the last update that we got painted wheels in is huge. Now you can equip your pink wheels to your orange car and your green wheels to your blue car, which is relevant because they are adding green to the blue car color palette this update. Just a little...
Which I'm so excited for.
I'm sure A-Money's pretty excited.
Yeah, he is. I beat him in a threes. He was playing with I don't know. They all had the team greater than their names.
That's Selfless Gaming.
Yeah. I played against them with Surge, EO, and MD22. Mm-hmm. And we beat them in regular
good
time.
Job.
I was happy, because it's like anybody's not as good as he used to be. Or I'm just a god. I'm a god.
Now, you know, you could take all the features away. I'd be excited just about more items coming to Rocket League, because I was a little disappointed at the lack of amount of very rare items and rare items that came with the last one when we were promised all the stuff. This one seems like it's not going to be in short supply at all, because you've seen it in CSGO. You've seen it in... that one game. What is it?
Yeah,
Overwatch.
I like that one.
Crates and keys.
Yeah. And the thing about the crates and keys is...
We were expecting this.
Well, the thing about all the new... Yeah. Well, this was announced a while ago.
Right, they said this was coming. But they threw a little curveball in with the crates on this one. They threw a couple curveballs. In fact, pretty much everything that got announced alongside the crates is a freaking curveball. Because some of the stuff that are in these crates are freaking epic.
Yeah, so they announced three things that were their main like target points. There are these new exotic cars, which are just the same like cars. Like there's a Dominus one.
That's the only one they leaked so far, right? Is a picture of the Dominus?
No, there's actually... I really wish I still had this other link pulled up. Because they had a more in-depth link. It's not on their Rocket League news site.
Was it a Reddit post?
No, it was straight from Psyonix.
Then how did you find it?
Well, like, they had posted it.
Posted it where?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I think you had a dream.
No, because there's the one for the Takumi, one for the Dominus. And...
I'm guessing there's probably one for each of the car bodies.
Not that they've announced.
It would be... There's definitely one for each of the competitive cars.
I didn't see one for the
Octane. There better be one for the Octane.
Oh my gosh, I swear I could find this.
But I saw that, like... Because that picture is the first thing I saw on the article. Because I scrolled down just to see what kind of, like, pictures they were leaking and stuff. And, like... I almost skipped past it because I looked at it and I was like, oh, Dominus. And then I scroll back up because it like I had to do a double take. And I was like, wait a second. That looks like a Mustang. It's called the Dominus GT, but it looks like a Mustang GT. And you can see that it's a perfect like love child between a Dominus and a Mustang GT. It looks freaking cool as crap.
Except it does not have the hitbox of a Mustang GT. It still has the exact same
hitboxes and exact same... stats based on like turning radius and drifting radius and all that stuff. And in fact, I'm fairly certain what they're going for here is that they look close enough to the original design that you wouldn't like be able to like tell a distance like a difference between at a distance or that it like it wouldn't even change the like look of it too much. You would still look at it and say like, oh yeah, that's a Dominus. But that way, like, it still lines up with the hitbox that you're used to and everything, but it just puts a really cool-looking flare on the car. Like, it's almost like, you know, you've got side skirts on, like, your Esper or something like that. It's, you know, very akin to the skins and stuff for, you know, games like Overwatch and League, where it doesn't affect too much of anything, but it just looks freaking cool.
Yeah, and did you see what, like, actual cars they had? They sent out a little...
No?
They sent out a little thingy.
Wait.
They showed the actual cars that all of
them. Where is this?
I don't know. There's some link. It's not the same one. If you go to Rocket League game and game info, it's there.
Oh my gosh. This is ridiculously cool.
So they show a popular car, for sure. Dominus GT, with the cool little engine popping out of the front.
Yeah, it has a cold air intake popping out of the hood. Oh my gosh.
Then they show definitely the most popular car in the game. The X-Devil MK2, which is...
Dude, I'm using this new X-Devil. It looks really cool. It looks like a Porsche.
It does. It looks like one of those mom Porsches, but like the really cool-looking mom Porsches.
Oh, it's so cool.
Then they have a Takumi RXT, which is a bit of an interesting look, I think. May not be my favorite, but...
Yeah, I don't like it.
It has a cool spoiler on the back.
And I definitely, let's not even mention the last one.
So this is definitely going to become my main car.
No, it's not. Oh my gosh.
The Roadhog XL, which just looks like a semi-truck. It's so amazing. Dumb. It's just a semi-truck now.
Dumb.
Are there new wheels for these?
I see what you're saying.
The Takumi has Black Sunburst on it.
No, there's Tempest on the X-Devil, and then there's... Yeah. So no, these are normal wheels.
The Roadhog XL one looks slightly different.
They do look different. Maybe that's a leak. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. You can see some new wheels if you scroll down a little bit, though, because they have four animated GIFs of different unlockable crate items.
Five the first one being crate item things that you can actually get.
Well, no, I said four GIFs. There is a fifth thing. We'll get there. The first one is a sick-looking animated decal with, like, sparks flying over the hood. There's, like, a dragon on an octane. It looks sick. The second is...
It's another animated decal.
Another animated decal.
With a wizard.
It's...
And he's, like...
on the Merc.
On the Merc, so that's pretty dope. That's the very rare. And then
there's
the...
There was like a shattered glass import boost.
That's an interesting one. Probably not something I play with. Probably pop a lot of tires.
Yeah, that is. It's shattered glass, I think. I'm going to go with shattered glass. It looks like it might be some kind of like digital like thingy, maybe. But I'm going to go with shattered glass.
Then there are some pretty cool wheels under the exotic category, which have some like plasma connecting the middle part to the outer like wheel.
Yeah, they look sick, but, all right, and then there's a fifth just question mark that they're definitely, like, really trying to spook us with here that's just called Black Market.
It's the Alpha Boost, and all the Alpha items, you can unlock them.
No.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
What do you mean?
I don't know. That'd be cool.
That'd be sick. But no, all right, so here's my question. Rare and very rare are already attributes that we've known about. Now, import is a word that's used to describe several of the import bodies that were above, which I thought meant simply import versions of the car bodies. I don't know why there's a boost listed in the import section, so why are they adding another attribute called import, and why is it not a rare or very rare item?
Well, I assume that the import is just going to be its own setting of thing, because you have to get those cars through crates.
Okay, okay.
So
I see what they're going for
here.
It's
its own little category, and I guess this boost is another import thing. Along with, I'm sure, a couple other things.
It looks like maybe these decals are also still unlockable in normal game and not just in crates. They're listed in the crate section, but since they're rare and very rare, you can already unlock rare and very rare items inside the game.
I don't know. I would assume, yes, I would think that the rare and very rare, because you'll be able to trade up with uncommon items and be able to grab those, hopefully.
I'm guessing import and exotic are strictly, and black market, are strictly keys.
Yeah. So, you mentioned keys.
Right.
They did release a little bit of a pricing.
Ooh, really?
For
how much?
The keys. It is $1.49 for one key. Or
okay, I can handle that.
$5 for five keys.
Oh, I'm all over that deal.
And then I think it's just like $1 per key as it goes up. 10 for 10, 20
I saw
for
that.
20.
It's pretty... I think it just goes... Actually, I don't think there's anything... I don't think there's a $10 option. I think it's literally $1.49 for
Look
one,
at the in-depth
five for
with
five.
The rumble. In the very middle of the play page right above player-to-player trading.
Player-to-player trading...
And then right above it, it says keys will be available. It's on little line. 10 for 10.
I don't see that.
Do you see the Dominus?
Yes.
Scroll down just a little bit and look at that text underneath. There's one line in the middle of that little text block.
The Dominus GT?
Yeah, right under the Dominus GT. No, you're on the wrong link.
All
you're
I
on the
see...
wrong link. Go to the other link.
Oh, my gosh.
I told you to go to the... In depth with the rumble.
My B. All right. Oh, gosh, that freaking Dominus looks so cool. All right. Oh, yeah, there's a 10 for 10 and a 20 for 20. Why even list those options? Like, you would just go 5 for 5 as per need basis.
I guess. I don't know.
Save me some money, Psyonix. I'm not going to lie. If I got an extra, like, 22 keys for $20, I would do it.
I would. Yeah. I don't know why there's not, like, the increasing function like there is in all the pay-to-play games, but I don't know.
There's also a couple hidden leaks here, by the way. If you look at the GIF down in player-to-player trading, there's some items that you can see in there that you didn't normally get to see. There's an extra set of painted wheels, there's an extra decal, and there's painted versions of the devil
ones.
Yeah,
if you go back to that other link, it has those wheels, the Chakram wheels, under Enhanced Team Customization.
Now, are those already in-game wheels, and these are just the painted versions, or are these also new wheels?
Chakrams are definitely not in-game already. Those are new wheels.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, because they got the purple background in this picture, which means that they're rare.
Yeah, that's what it
means.
I'm
catching on. Very rare. I'm catching on to what you're putting down.
All right. So what's our next thing? We have...
Oh, gosh.
Player-to-player trading.
Now, there's only one question. All right, that's pretty straightforward. We know what that means. You get items, you trade them to other people. No things that are DLC, like paid DLC, and nothing that is a common, easily unlockable item in the first version of the game. All right, cool.
Well, that's not entirely
I'm just going to go ahead and ask the question that's on everyone's mind. Alpha items.
Yes.
Are they tradable?
And everybody's going to trade me their alpha boost for some cool orange sunburst.
Hang on. I want you to look at me straight in the eye right now, Savage.
You're not anywhere near me. I'll look at my mic, and you look at your mic, and it'll be like, we're looking at
each other. I'm doing that. All right, I'm looking at my microphone. Oh, I can see you. Wow, this is working. You tell me right now if it has been confirmed that you can trade alpha items.
Yeah. I mean, they show it as something you can trade.
Where?
Right on that little GIF that you were talking about.
I'm watching this GIF right now, and I don't see one. Trading with Mac
at the very, very start, if you look in the top left... Boom.
Oh my god! That's lame. Yeah. I really wish they didn't do that.
I'm pretty excited for it. I mean, it's going
to
be way easier for people to sell their alpha items.
Right, right. And I understand that. And that's probably why they did it, to make it easier. But the entire point of owning an alpha item is, like, gone now. The alpha item, like... By nature, this is why a game company includes alpha items, is because you get an item to show that you were there before anyone else. That is what that item signifies. That is what it represents. If anyone can buy alpha items now, then all that item represents is that you had a lot of money. And it's no longer an alpha item. It's just a special boost.
But it looks really, really cool.
It does look really, really cool. Oddly similar to the new... yellow flamethrower, but yes. So I'm a little upset about this, that the integrity of the alpha items has been compromised, and now they are just bonus items that you can only have gotten if you played the alpha or have a bunch of money now. So there's that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the greatest, but I like it. There's the chance of me getting alpha just went up significantly. But
I'll be honest, I'll probably buy them from someone.
As I've mentioned a couple episodes ago, if you have a turtle hat that you know you don't use that much, that you'd be okay with letting go of,
Savage will buy it for $100.
$2 billion. Final offer.
$2 billion.
I'll give you my PC.
So you can't play Rocket League, but you'll have the item.
I'll play it on my Mac because the Mac version is out now.
Oh my gosh. That plus all the stuff they already announced, private lobby names, private team colors, that update with the stadium. There's new trails that are being graphically re-updated, which is cool. And there's new painted items that are coming. Oh my freaking gosh.
Don't forget about the Octagon map. And the two new map variants that are coming out as well. I believe that is Urban Central Dawn and DFH Stormy.
Now, do you want to know why I'm so excited about the two new map variants?
I don't know. Don't know why.
I'll tell you right now. It's not because I'm a fan of the graphical updates that the maps are getting. But I like it. Don't get me wrong. It's not because I particularly like... DFH or Urban, but you know, they're okay maps, don't get me wrong. It's because I'm a gambling man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so now you can hopefully play Neo Tokyo less.
Exactly. The odds of playing Wasteland and Neo Tokyo less have just gone down. The odds of playing Neo Tokyo and Wasteland, period, have gone down because there are now going to be more maps in the mix. However, I am convinced, fully convinced, that Psyonix knew that non-standard maps were going to slowly become like a minority in the map set, and so that they've tweaked the occurrence rate so that they actually come up more than just one out of six, which is what they should right now.
I was playing some 1v1s yesterday. 3 out of my 4 games were on Neo Tokyo.
That's ridiculous. They've definitely tweaked the occurrence rate.
I mean, or I'm just unlucky dude. You know, it could have been one out of six every time.
No, no, no. Yesterday, my 3 out of 4 first matches, first one was Neo Tokyo, the second two were on Wasteland. That, they've definitely tweaked it. Now, I don't mind in ones. I'll play any map in ones. I don't care. But, like, for team practice, if you queue into ranked, you want to know what you're going to be able to, like, to practice and stuff. And so I just,
those new maps are in RLCS now, so you better be ready for it.
Yeah, I've talked to a couple pros about that, and the way that it works is that basically you're never forced into a map that you don't want to play. So, in short, those maps are not in RLCS Season 2.
But they kind of are, so you better be ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Good.
Speaking of the RLCS Season 2, signups close.
In like this 24 Thursday. Hours.
Yeah.
In like 28 that means hours. 28 hours from right if you're listening right to this episode, now,
you have a couple hours to sign up.
Hopefully like 12 or 14 or 16 or something.
Maybe. You might have already missed it.
You may have. But
so
if you are in the US of A, you have until 3 a.m. Eastern time. Or if you're in the good old EU of you, then then you have until, I believe it's midnight? No.
8 a.m. somewhere.
It's like 8 a.m. UK time. And it's midnight if you're all the way over on the West Coast. But don't try to submit it at 8 a.m. or 11:59, because they close at 11:59, which means they close at 2:59 a.m. Yeah, so make sure
you're...
Just do it now.
You're signing up.
If you're listening to me, hopefully right when this comes out, do it now.
I want to see the amount of teams that sign up. What was it, 6,500 last time?
It's already been beat.
Oh, I love it.
The numbers of teams signed up has already been surpassed.
Now, with the way that Smash GG works and that kind of stuff, it allowed us to do a little bit of research, which is very interesting. This is stuff that you can only find here on Live from Manfield because we've got some scoops for you. The first off is I was looking at my friends list the other day, and I noticed that OverZero changed his name. It no longer says IBP OverZero. It says ! OverZero.
Actually, only it says ! Because he has four. He has four things. Kronovi has three.
I'm looking
three.
At my friends list right now. Hang on, I'm pulling it up right now. Let's see here.
I just looked at it.
Over.
Oh, it's exclamation mark. First,
yeah, exclamation mark. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Yep.
But then if you look at... This is,
once again, only stuff you'll get here on Life from Manfield.
Only stuff you can find here. But then if you look at Kronovi, he has three exclamation marks. And if you look
meaning,
at... Gambit, he has two question marks.
Now, okay, we'll get to that.
And if you look at the other person on the team, Lucinio, he has one question mark. So,
all right.
There's 4-3-2-1.
My first thought...
Which means...
My first thought when I saw over zeros...
What if... Oh, theory.
Okay, share your theory after I share... Oh my gosh.
1, 2, 3, 4. How could that possibly do? I don't see why you take over zero out of the lineup.
He played well.
My theory is that he's the four, so he's the fourth player, which means he's the sub.
All right.
That's my theory.
All right, I'm okay with that. Now, like, don't get me wrong. Over zero worked his butt off. He got MVP of Season 1 championships. He's a fantastic player. But Gambit is better. Mechanically. We're going to say mechanically. If they're able to work Gambit into the rotations that OverZero was able to work in when they worked as a team, there's, I mean, winners of RLCS Season 2 confirmed.
Yeah. But...
But let's talk about what this means, all right? At first, I thought it meant that OverZero was going to find another team, that maybe they brought Gambit back, he didn't want to be a sub, so he found another team, and that's what he was, you know, like, oh, guess what? IBP's not in front of my name, because I have another team that I'm going. But when you mentioned that Kronovi and Gambit and Lucinio all have different things in front of their name, not IBP, you mentioned something that I think is spot on.
Well, I don't think that they're with IBP anymore. Yeah, I think Cosmic has fully dropped all sponsors, and they're just going to be on their own and be Cosmic Aftershock again.
Cosmic Aftershock, confirmed. The only reason you would drop an amazing org like IBP is for another org. So we're talking Cloud9, we're talking Liquid, we're talking one of the big ones, boys. Guess what just happened to RL Esports? Something big. Now, another thing that the reason SmashGG brought this up is because this alludes to the fact that they're definitely going to make a huge announcement soon, is that Cosmic is not signed up for the RLCS right now.
Yeah.
No Kronovi, no Gambit, no Overzero, no Lucchino, none of the players are registered with the RLCS right now in order to hide whatever team they're playing with. This is huge.
I wonder if they will get signed up in time. What if they don't?
Oh my gosh, can you imagine the champions of Season 1? What if
they wait to have this crazy announcement and they don't get signed up in time? They think they have an extra, 3 hours, and they miss it.
You know that, Cloud Fuel would work them in. There's no way that, that would be allowed for them not to play if they wanted to play.
That would be amazing.
It would be hilarious. I just see the chain of tweets right now. It's, 3:01 a.m. on September 7th, or 8th at that point, and, Kronovi tweets out, just to confirm, Cloud9 Cosmic is playing in the RLCS Season 2 with a roster of blah, 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 blah. And then RLCS replies to it. You guys didn't sign up, so you missed the deadline.
Oh my gosh. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it to happen. I'll stay up until 3:01 a.m. But I'm also going to stay up because Rocket League is notorious for releasing their updates the night before they say they are.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
So I'm very ready for it to come out tomorrow night.
Except for the latest one. The latest one came out a little later than we were hoping for.
Did it?
Dropped 6 p.m. the announcement.
What was the latest one?
The day of. The latest one was the painted and certified item one. And it dropped at 6 p.m., the day that they actually said it was going to come out.
See, but the big one, and the reason why I was number one in the world on Xbox, okay, because that dropped at 6 p.m. the night before. A full day before.
So, yeah, that one did come out.
I don't know, maybe it'll be out 3 a.m. Right after the sign-ups close, they'll drop the update.
There's been some crazy team changes and stuff too. We're going to post a little bit about it on our website if you're interested in reading up on that kind of stuff. But I want to hear how, college has affected your Rocket League life, Savage. How's Rocket League been going for you, man?
This week was pretty good. I decided to just tough it out and pull out my mic and just kind of set up and just play.
And what did Sam do?
I mean, he's not in the room a lot, so it's fine.
Sam's over with his real
and
roommate.
And we're definitely, way more, okay with not hanging out with each other all the time. But, also we can hang out, and it's fine. So we good. Everything's fine. The roommate situation has figured itself out.
Nice. Can I call Sam sometime just to say, what's up?
Nah, it's okay.
Okay.
But yeah, I gotta play with some people that I haven't played with in a while. I played the other night, I played with Striker 916.
Ooh, nice.
I played with Wavepunk, played some threes there. Striker and I played till 4 a.m. That was crazy. Memorial weekend was fun. I got to play quite a bit of Rocket League. I've been playing ones too. Trying to get back into it. I don't know. I find myself winning some games by a lot, and then also I go for a lot of crazy stuff that you should really only go for in threes. The ball will go up the wall, and I'll start freestyling and try to do something fancy. And then it doesn't work out.
Gotcha.
So I'll win a game 9-0, and then lose the next one 0-9, and then win the next one 9-0. And then there's the next one 25-0. But yeah, my week was pretty good. It's pretty fun. What about you?
Well, There are, you know, a couple interesting things that have come up from my last week of Rocket League. One of which being is that I'm really trying to grind it out with my new team, the Boost Alchemists. I'm pretty excited. So we've got Iridium, Marl Fox, and Ash Ketchum on the roster. And so now, this isn't like an interesting story, and I think a lot of people can probably relate to something like this, but I think it's worth sharing because it has a good point to be made about the Rocket League esports scene. Me and Fox decided that we were just gonna, like, be a team. Like, we play together all the time, and I was sick of trying out for a bunch of different teams. I was like, Fox, you're one of my best friends in the game, dude. Let's do it. We're a team. Let's find a third and do this. And, I found Iridium. I think he was just on my friends list with LFT on his name, so, I said, hey, come do some games with us. And the synergy was just there. We played ranked threes for about an hour and a half and dropped maybe a game. Taking out, like, squads like Deception and a couple bubble teams, some good stuff. Like, we did really well. The second night was, like, the same kind of ordeal. We had easy climbs in ranked. I went up an entire, like, four divisions over the two nights. And then we started, you know, doing some scrims and doing some practices to get ready for the RLCS. We scrimmed XD, which is an interesting team.
We scrimmed... what did they change from?
Goomba.
Who's that? That's Fresno.
Fresno, right, yeah. But they have a new roster now that we didn't play yet, with like Trinity and all that kind of stuff on it. Or that's the new name of the team, or I don't know, something like that. Something weird happened with XD, by the way. Anyway, but the roster we played against was Prem, Fresno, and, the third. And, we got stomped, like absolutely stomped. And so then we were like, okay, let's pick ourselves up. Let's watch some replays, try to figure some stuff out. We went into ranked. We maybe win like 50% of our games. We're definitely not climbing like we should be the way that we were used to. Then we scrimmed Deception the other night, got our faces stomped in. We scrimmed another like bubble team and got kicked in the face again. Like we haven't won a game in our scrims yet against teams that we should at least be able to take a game off of if we have any hopes of making it in the RLCS. But my point is this, it's been a week and a half of straight meh from the team right now. We're not performing well. But I'm so proud of the guys because everyone has a positive attitude, even though we've been frustrated and we are looking at replay after replay and we are forgiving mistake after mistake and we're grinding it out just like a freaking team should.
I think it's time to disband. I think your team is You guys are losing.
Now, I'll be honest. The thought has crossed my mind several times, but I keep coming back to it. Like, no, like, I'm going to stick through RLCS Season 1 with these guys no matter what, because it's so important.
So you can choose a new team now.
I meant Qualifier 1 no matter what. I'm going to stick with these guys through Qualifier 1 no matter what, and for several weeks after as well. Because this is so much what Rocket League Esports needs. We need consistent rosters. I understand that we're a roster that's not even on anyone's mind, but it starts here with a mentality. If any of my players make it big, I want them to have that mentality of, you know what? I've found my team. We're going to grit it out. We're going to get better. We just have to practice and work through the kinks. Unlike what happened with Pashy this past freaking week, where he signed on with Northern Gaming and they did bad in one tournament and now he's not part of Northern Gaming. Like, that's stupid. Absolutely stupid.
Yeah. It's something.
Hashtag NRant. That's just how my week's been going. So we've been getting our teeth kicked in scrims. But also, something that I've been going on this week is I've been hitting up some of these Rocket League mods that you may have heard about.
Yeah, some really cool stuff with those. You can, like, create your own custom decals, and if you go on, what is it, Rocket League Mods on Reddit?
No, it's just r/ Rocket League Mods. Yeah. Yep,
there's some really cool, there, but... like, pictures that people posted. There's a really fun, my favorite one so far is some guy took a Merc and put a UPS skin on it, and then put his skin on the ball to look like a package.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
So there's a really good picture there.
It's funny to hear the types of mods that you've been going for. I actually haven't even looked at any of those because, you know me, I'm like, competitive Rocket League or die! I've got a one-track mind. So the only mods I've been messing with are training mods. Specifically, this past week, one that kind of made its way around Reddit as quite a popular one, the dribbling challenge. Have you tried this one yet?
Yeah, I talked about this last week.
No, yeah. You didn't. You put it in our notes to talk about last week, but you didn't make it.
Oh, yeah, because someone kicked me out of the room. I was recording it. That was cool. Yeah, so I played that a whole bunch last week. I did it just over and over again, and never beat the whole thing, but made it like... I never beat... There were two levels that I didn't beat. There was... It was the end of the, like, are you actually good at dribbling ones? And I'm not actually good at dribbling. But I got it. I went all the way through the air dribbling ones, which I thought was definitely cool. Because I like to think I'm decent at air dribbling. And I was able to do all that and the first one. But those second ones, oh my gosh, when you have to, like, wrap it around the corner, pop it up over a wall, catch the ball, pop it up over another wall.
See, I did that one, and I actually revisited it, like, two nights ago, and I didn't have much trouble. I think I did it in, like, 10 or 11 tries. Not saying that I'm better at dribbling than you, but, like, for some reason, that one just didn't bother me. I don't know. Hang on, I'll get there in a second. The one after that, I'm pretty sure, is physically impossible. Someone send me a freaking VOD or GIF of them completing
I watched him do it.
The giant snake. Did he really do it? Oh, wow. Well, that's because the breakout is just like...
thing in, like, 30 minutes. Not 30 minutes. Way less than that. He did it on stream.
Two comments about the dribbling challenge. One, the milky white texture that you're not allowed to let the ball touch, but your car can touch... I don't like.
It's not actually on the ground.
Exactly.
Because, like, I was cutting the ball, like, trying to make a hard turn, about to, like, flick, and it would hit, and I'm like, okay. Yeah, I have played this game long enough to know when the ball is touching the ground and when the ball is not touching the ground when it's on my car.
Exactly. And, like, I've done overtime goals where I've had the ball, like, much, much, much lower, and the timer hasn't stopped, so I know it's not touching the ground. But also with that... is since it's see-through and it has zero texture to it, it looks like just one big white, like, haze. You can't, like, have any visual reference of how sharp your car is turning versus the ground.
Also,
and so
not to cut you off, sorry about that, but the little, like, circle under the ball doesn't work on that texture.
Well, it works, but it's very, very faint.
No,
it pretty much matches.
No, it doesn't. It has the same...
On mine, it works.
Whenever I would cue it up, it would have the same, like... it's already on the ground circle on it. And that threw me off because when I'm, like, trying to catch something, that's usually, like, where I'm looking to make sure I have, like, I know when it's coming down and I can be looking out for where I'm going next. And then I wasn't able to actually do that. Then I gave up.
Second comment about the dribbling challenge, and I think it's related to that first one about the milky white texture is absolutely garbage. I may actually be worse at dribbling now in actual games because of the dribbling challenge. Because I think I have so much focus when I do the dribbling in the dribbling challenge. Like, I know exactly where to look at the ball and all that kind of stuff. But when you throw in, like, environments of cars moving around and actually playing on freaking grass, then I lose all ability to dribble. And I cannot flick the ball to save my life in an actual match right now. Used to be one of my strongest mechanics. Now it's one of my weakest.
Yeah, I had to spend some time in free play to get it back. Because it definitely, like... when I would go in and just do, like, the air dribbling thing over and over again, it's like, that's not how I warm up for matches or something. I need to be able to hit that ball, look at it, go up the wall, know where to go up and hit it. Because, like, okay, sure, you can take a ball off a ramp and, like, push it through the air. So you have, like, decent control when you're in the air. But that's not how it works in a real game. So I like the dribbling challenge. I don't think it's super realistic game wise.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I need to find some other training mods. What's your favorite mod that you've probably been messing with so far? I wanna talk.
Nox?
Talk. I wanna talk. It's Nox Talk. Sorry to cut you off, Savage, but the time has come for everyone's favorite segment in Life from Manfield, Nox Talks, where Nox brings a specific subject and prompt to talk about, and Savage and Nox talk about it. This week, I have something a little fun. In fact, I've actually changed it, because I brought something to the table, and then something came up during... in my head while we were talking today, and I took whatever I had on the table and I threw it in the flipping garbage because this is so much better. What I want to talk about is serious, all right? Serious adaptations of reality TV shows that could be adapted to Rocket League, all right? Because we were talking about The Bachelor, I want to think of some actual, like think of some reality TV shows, spin it for Rocket League, and then do it. For instance, Survivor. All right? Like, everyone completes challenges and gets points and gets voted out of the club, and the remaining three is a Rocket League team.
Okay. Then you could go, like, the Kardashians and follow okay. around, say, your most annoying organization.
Not that kind of reality. The reality, like, challenge shows. They like reality game well, shows.
You said reality TV shows.
I'm sorry. I'm going to stick with
my Kardashians theme and say you follow around maybe, like, the most annoying organization in Rocket League. Or
oh, my gosh. I think I just thought of the best one
or
ever.
Or maybe you follow around the most annoying team. Or just pick one player, like Yemen, and
all right,
just live his
okay.
life with him.
Think of The Voice, all right? Where you have
this is the
four.
Voice.
Okay, you have four celebrity singers who you know pick a team of singers to compete against everyone else. Think about that with Rocket League. You have four celebrity pros who basically. They do like a round of like 20 tryouts and then they like press the button and like get to try to make their case to try to like take certain people from the tryouts and then put them on their team. And then they each build a team to compete against the other four pros teams. So like each pro gets to coach
no,
a team.
That would be really cool. Plebs. So what you do is you set up like some of the analysts or something. You take Gibbs and you pit him against what? Pit him against James Bot. You got Gibbs okay. and James Bot, and these are the coaches. Then you have right. six players. You pick your six best players in a, or six random people.
Random people. I want them to be plebs.
And you turn it so Gibbs and James can't see any name tags or anything. And they sit there
oh my
and
gosh,
they,
I love that.
They watch the game. And then they have to pick who they want. They can't see any stats. They can't see how many shots they had. They have to actually watch the game, watch these players, look at how they play, and decide which player they want. And there's like six, and they each pick one from every game. And then there's
another
six freaking game players
show.
That go in, and they play a match, and they pick another their top player from that game. And then they do it again. And then you have a team of three. And you see if Gibbs and James were just like picking who they thought scored the flashiest stuff, or if they were actually looking at, okay, this guy is a very solid striker. This guy is rotating extremely well, and he's going to be able to cover defense when the plebs are all whiffing. And then you pick somebody else.
All right, we're doing this show. We're doing this stream on, we're going to do this live on our stream. This is going to be freaking sick.
That would be really cool. That'd be really fun.
Oh my gosh, we just invented one of the best freaking things ever.
There's no way to... you can view a match
without seeing name tags. Or, better yet, we just make the players change their names to, like, question mark.
Yeah.
And then you just have three question marks driving around.
Yeah, I like it. That's good. That's really good.
We're definitely doing this.
We're really smart. I'm really smart.
We could do an episode a month... This was a team effort at
you
at
mentioned
worst.
The first part and then I took it and molded it into
you know at Pixar
beauty.
They have this concept called plus one-ing where everyone just like you
yeah.
know comes up with an idea
and
then someone else adds
an idea
that.
And I plus freaking millioned it.
Okay, whatever. I don't care. So we'll have an episode a month and then each month we take two people to do it. We'll increase the number of tryouts to 12. That way, six people don't make it onto teams, period?
No. You're having 18 players play three different games. So, like, you've got six people in the first game, six people, a different six in the next game, and then a different six in the third game.
So, you have
to have 18 players.
Okay, 18 players. All right. If you are interested to be in our first episode, what do we call it? Oh, my gosh, what do we call it?
This is the choice of Rocket League people. The live from Manfield choices.
Think about like hidden talent. Hidden Alright, anyway, if you're interested in being in this contest, then oh my freaking gosh. Yeah. Sign up on our Twitter, hit us up in Discord. We're going to start a collection of names, and we're going to throw this together. Episode 1, you can look forward by the, we'll say the beginning of October. Oh my gosh.
We'll post something on our website too. Some sort of sign up
link. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll tweet that out.
Dude.
That'll be pretty
cool. You guys listening to this podcast just witnessed freaking history.
So, what you should do right now is you should tweet at us with your name recommendations.
For who should be the first contestants against each other.
And make sure to hashtag it. Hashtag Savage came up
with the idea. We gotta name it. We have to name it right now. Come on. All right. Battling for Boost.
Battling for Boost? That's dumb.
Boost Battles.
That's similar. So the premise as of it is you're choosing it. It's very, very like selective. The choosies.
Striker selection. No.
I'm not the creative one.
I got it. Goal or gone?
Goal or gone?
Nah, I don't like it.
Because it doesn't actually pertain. It doesn't really matter if you score a goal.
Because, if you don't get chosen, then you're gone.
It should do.
Yeah. Most Extreme Elimination Challenge.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love that show.
I actually got it.
Do you, though?
Making the cut.
I like it better.
Is there a way that we can work like a Rocket League like subject in there, like boosting the cut or something like that? Or
boosting the cut. Boosting your way straight to Rocketeer. Ear goals.
No, Ear Goals is another game show that we're gonna start where
the Manfield cut.
Captains have to pick the Manfield cut.
The Manfield cut.
Hashtag TM cut on Twitter with your recommendations. Oh, the Manfield cut.
Manfield cut. Every game will be played on Manfield.
Absolutely.
And if you don't make the cut, then you're cut. This Manfield cut.
Okay. There it is. I feel like we have to end now, so that's going to do it for us this week. Thanks so much for listening. I want to thank everyone who's been tweeting about the show. You guys are awesome. We have some super, super cool Top Rocket tweeters, the people who do this week in and week out. They're running for like 12, 13 weeks now. They're just freaking on their game.
They're really good at what they do.
Strong. We got Declan Sparling, my boy.
Sparkle.
Jesper Ole. Son. And we got Flying High Cow from Kansas. I have to
Cal,
mention
I'm
Obese
so sorry.
Wizard.
Cal, yeah, I messed poor up. Cal. I messed up Cal's rocket tweeter thing
2 weeks ago, but it's okay. Last week, I knew my boy.
Cal did.
I gotta mention Obese Wizard because I played a match with him this week, and he said, "Bet you won't mention me on the show, but you also are a rocket tweeter, so ha, you shot yourself in the foot because I'm legally bound to. It's in our contract with our org that we have to mention anyone who tweets about the show."
Are you sure you played with him?
Yep, I definitely did.
Are you sure about that?
Because in the chat, he also said, "I actually just played with Savage."
Oh, I played with him like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely positive. Played with him. Also, thanks for Keenan and return of the freaking tweet Jedi, Hanzo Atori. Thank you guys so much for tweeting about the show. It really helps out.
Make sure to head over to lfmanfield.com. And look at all the cool little things you can click on there. There's like a whole bunch of stuff. You know what I actually did this week is I went in and I fixed something that was wrong with the website. So if you can go on there and tell me what's wrong with it, I will give you a prize.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I'm going right there right now.
Not you. You're not allowed to play.
Oh, okay. I think what I'm thinking is what you fixed, but no.
Yeah.
Well,
if
no,
any of our listeners can come up with it, I will give you a prize, and it'll be a good one.
Can I figure it out?
But make sure to reach out to us, submit some topics, submit anything, and we will love to see it. If you submit one word to me, I will be extremely happy. Like, if you just say, like, F you, man, you suck, I'll still be glad that you're reaching out to us.
Also on the website will be the signups for episode one of the Manfield Cut, so make sure that you're there to sign up for that. We got to mention our awesome Patreon supporters. You guys make the show possible. Quite literally, we would not be able to afford the hosting fees and the website fees without you guys. So you guys come in freaking clutch. Thank you so much. Char Champion, Patreon patrons, Matthew Huntsman and Piper J. Of course, our all-star patron, Pastronaut. Thank you guys so much. If you're interested in supporting the show in any way, just head on over to patreon.com/LFManfield.
And look at the super cool stuff there. Because everything is awesome there. You know, I haven't streamed in a while, but I bet you still stream.
I'm actually, I'm heading towards, hopefully, having a more legitimate stream here soon. So I've actually scheduled my streams. You can catch me on Tuesday nights, Friday mornings, Saturday mornings, and that's it. Those are the guaranteed times I'll stream. I will turn it on occasionally at other times, but if you want to watch me on Tuesday nights, on Friday mornings, and Saturday mornings, then you can catch the Knock Show.
All right, and what I'm going to do during this segment from now on is I am going to pick one Twitch streamer that I watched that week, and I'm going to tell you that you should go follow them.
I like that.
This week, for sure, you should head over to twitch.tv/striker916.
I knew it.
That is,
you guys are pretty much dating now, aren't you?
STRYKR 916. She's super fun to watch, and she's...
And you're also dating.
Easy. Maybe not.
And that brings us to a close, and I want to leave you with this wonderful Karl Marx quote. History repeats itself. First as Whiff, second as Own Goals. I'm Knox Phoenix.
I'm Savage.
Stay classy, Rocketeers.